Hello, and welcome to the Warren Group's February Sales Podcast. The numbers are in, and the trend of prices down, numbers up continues. Single-family home sales rose 30.8% versus the same month last year to 2,868. That's the highest number of homes sold in February since 2005. Prices dropped, however. The median single-family home price in February of this year was just shy of $300,000, down 4.3% from last year. The condo market saw a similar swing, jumping to 1,150 units sold, a 22.86% increase. The median sale price fell to $275,000, a 3.9% decrease. Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group, is here to give us some insight into those figures. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Cassie. Beautiful spring day, eh?
Yeah, right. February of this year saw prices dip slightly for both condos and single-family homes, while the number of sales jumped considerably. Do you think that's a factor of supply and demand or a sign of larger market forces?
Well, we're certainly seeing that sales are booming, yet the median prices are declined by more than 4% in February. It doesn't seem that the laws of supply and demand are at work here. We keep hearing of low inventory, high interest in purchasing homes, competition and multiple bids on homes, and low interest rates. Seems that all of those factors would send prices up under those laws of supply and demand. The only thing that seems to be a break on prices is the fact that personal income is rather stagnant. The good news is that buyers are not overbidding for homes, at least not on a statewide basis. Surely they are in some communities. But for the past 2 years, median prices grew by 2 to 3% per year. This year, prices are down about 3%. This is keeping homes more affordable, and that is bringing out the buyers to shop. Since prices are rising in other parts of the country, it means that Massachusetts is more competitive as a location to locate new businesses and add jobs. That's good for our economy. I'm not sure how long we will see prices fall or even stay level if we continue to see the growth in home sales volume at this scale. The coming spring market will tell a lot.
Okay. So the number of single-family homes sold last month was the highest it's been since 2005, and the number of condos sold was the highest it's been since 2008. Is that a result of closings delayed by trade, or is it a true representation of the market's activity?
Well, we've heard that there is a learning curve on the matter of completing those new lending forms without error, and that might be slowing some loans down. The regulation went into effect in October, and perhaps some deals closed later than they would have ordinarily. But the trend toward dramatically higher sales volume is clear. Sales were up 16% in October, the month the new regulations went into effect. So I think that TRID's effect is not significant. What is significant is that the Massachusetts economy is strong, consumers are confident, and prices are attractive. I have said it before, 7 years of below average sales volume during the recession means that there is pent-up demand for housing. People are willing to put off a home purchase during a recession, but when they regain confidence, they come out shopping and buying.
You mentioned rising prices in other parts of the country. Can you tell us how Massachusetts compares?
Well, National Association of Realtors released their report on existing home sales yesterday. Interestingly enough, it is the inverse of our report here in Massachusetts. Sales nationwide gained just 2% compared with Massachusetts' gain of over 30%. Nationwide, median prices gained 4.4%. In Massachusetts, prices declined by over 4%. The nationwide median price for a single-family home was $212,300, compared with $299,000 in Massachusetts. Now, I remember when that difference was well over $100,000. Now it's somewhere in the vicinity of $88,000 or $87,000. So the housing prices are coming closer together, and that's helpful in creating new jobs here. You know, in another measure of how we are doing relative to other parts of the country, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index measures changes in home prices in 20 different metro areas. In the latest report, Boston's gain in home prices placed 15th out of 20 metro areas. So my conclusion is that we are an outlier. Prices are flat or declining while sales volume booms. The exact opposite of what's going on in the nation as a whole.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim, for joining us, and thank you, everyone, for listening. If you'd like more information about the Warren Group's home sales and foreclosures, please visit www.thewarrengroup.com.